The Burt Show.
With a story like this, it's the details, I think, that are really going to sway you one way or the other. Like, why did the engagement break off? What led up to the engagement falling apart? Because the question is, should her friend pawn the engagement ring or give it back to her ex-fiance? But I feel like in order to come up with the answer, you gotta know why they broke up in the first place. And that's why intern Sadie is here.
All right, so here's the backstory.
We need all the tea. We need all the tea. Every little sprinkle of tea.
Okay, coming at you with the tea. She has been with this guy for a few years, and he proposes. She's at his house one day. He's at work, and she sees a phone. That's not the phone that she usually sees him with. So she goes and picks it up, kind of opens it, skims through it, sees there's another girl on it.
So she had a burner phone for another relationship.
A burner phone for a woman, yes. So she takes it to his job, drives over there, sets it down in front of him and says, we're done. And that should explain why. So engagement is broken off, pretty self-explanatory at this point. But now she has the engagement ring still. So we've been, you know, joking around, trying to be good friends, be supportive.
Curious, can we know some details about the engagement ring? Like, what if you had to guesstimate how much it's worth? How much money are we looking at here?
That's the fun part, because we don't know yet.
Oh, she hasn't had it appraised?
She has it, and that's why we're like, we could take it to the jewelry store.
I would have thought that was the first thing she would have did.
Right?
Well, yeah, because you want to get insurance on it, right? So typically you would go ahead and get insurance on it, but so she has no idea like how much it's actually worth.
No, so we sat after class at Kennesaw, literally on the floor of the social sciences building, trying to find this ring, doing Google searches. Like, we found some similar ones from like Zales, but who knows if it's an exact match.
And he's now a confirmed liar.
Yes.
So who's to say the ring is even real?
Right. Mm-hmm. He's already lied once. He's a cheater. So, you know, do we believe him that this is a diamond or worth anything for that matter?
He got it from Walmart. Got that cubic zirconia.
It's the gumball machine ring. Yeah. So we're kind of, you know, investigating on Zales.com, and we see one that's very similar, but it has a band with it. Like, it's a set. You have to buy the set. And we start looking at her hands, and there's a very similar band on her index finger. So we keep asking her, like, where did you get that? She's like, well, I was at his house, you know, a few months ago, and I found it. It was just sitting there, and I asked him whose it was, and he said it was his aunt's. And she never wore it, so he told me I could just have it. So she's been wearing this wedding band as a stacker ring, as a casual, like, everyday stacker ring. I don't know what his plan was when, like, they inevitably got married.
Yeah.
Like, take it back and then re-give it to her, like, sneak it back from her. I don't know. But now that she has this entire set, she's got the band and the engagement ring, is it right to pawn it or sell it because he's a cheater and, like, he kind of deserves it? Or does she just give it back to him and get it out of her life?
Has he said that he wants it back?
She tries not to talk to him, so she hasn't asked, but I feel like she shouldn't have to ask. I feel like that's on her.
It may depend on the law, because I know certain states have different laws for engagement rings.
I'm Googling it right now.
look at the hard-hitting journalism you're getting here on the Burt Show today.
In the case of an engagement ring, the condition would be contemplation of marriage. Georgia law, and we are in the state of Georgia, has established that any gift that is made in contemplation of marriage is subject to an implied condition that the marriage will occur. And if this condition does not occur, the engagement ring should be returned.
Ooh. So she may find herself in some legal trouble if she ends up pawning it off.
That's if he asks for it back. If he hasn't asked for it back, then technically she doesn't have to give it back.
So it could be like a what he doesn't know won't hurt him situation.
But at some point, if he comes and asks for it, then the best thing to do would probably be just to give it back.
I guess the way to go around it is just to be like, listen, dude, you literally nearly ruined both of our futures by making us marry each other when clearly you didn't want to be in this relationship monogamously. And I was under the impression that we were just with each other. So how about we call it even. You let me pawn off this engagement ring. You let me put a down payment on a new car with this engagement ring, and I will forgive you, and we can both move on with our lives.
I would 1,000% pawn it, get that money, and then if he asked for it, be like, I lost it.
Wow. Ooh, see, that's because y'all don't believe in karma. I wouldn't want to do nothing like that because I would be afraid karma would come back and get me.
Karma? He's the one that cheated This is karma for him.
I
yes.
No, but I see the way I see it. If you cheat on me, I don't want anything to do with anything that came from you. I don't want the ring. I don't want the money. I don't want any of that. I just want you out of my life. I want all your possessions out of my life. I want to start over new with everything fresh.
But think of the places you could go with the money. You don't want to, like, console your soul in, I don't know, Barcelona.
Yeah. I don't know. He's a college student who bought an engagement ring. They're not going to Barcelona. They're going to Pigeon Forge. Yeah.
If the ring get me to Maldives, I might change my mind. Okay.
All right. Now that we're invested, interns Haiti, you got to figure out how much the ring is going to, like, how much the ring costs. And you have to let us know. You have to give us an update when she decides what she's going
to
do.
All right. I think we need to take a girl's trip to the pawn shop and appraise this thing.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Take a little outing.
Absolutely have to.
The Burt Show.